And I think I took the 2 weeks of vacation the next year on my honeymoon.
Ah, okay.
So I started November the 1st the next year. But I think both years I ended up joining the Yankees almost opening day.
Okay. So you split your internship into 2 6-month blocks.
2 6-month periods.
So you could
right.
continue to play. And then in 51, you platooned more third and gotten 103 games, and then you all played the Giants, the Bobby Thompson Giants.
Yes.
And you had another great series.
Yes.
Five. Was that how many games?
Six games.
Six games, and you were in five.
Yes.
So you started most of the games?
I started against everyone against, I think I started in all the games except against Kozlov.
Okay.
And he's a left-hander.
He's a left-hander.
And I got another hit in that series I didn't get credit for, because I hit a ball over Willie Mays' head and he dropped the ball and nobody saw it.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it.
Tell me about that. Who was that against, and what, do you remember the circumstances?
Yeah, Magley was pitching.
Okay. Mean old Magley.
Well, you know, he was a good pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he'd pitched a lot. And he'd had to pitch in that series against the Dodgers. So I think this must have been game three. He couldn't pitch in game one or two because he'd pitched in the playoffs. And I hit a line drive over, it was over Willie's head, and Willie went back.
Was this in the Polo Grounds?
In the Polo Grounds. And I can't tell you how far it was. I don't think it was probably as far as Vic Wirtz, because I couldn't hit a ball as far as Vic Wirtz. But it was as far as I could hit a ball. And he went back he dropped it. He just barely got his glove on.
Was it over the shoulder deal?
Yeah, it was right directly over his head.
Okay.
And for some reason, the ball came straight down and right back up into his glove. And all of his back was to the infield. And the six umpires that were umpiring were all shielded by his body. And the people in the stands in the upper decks could see it, and the people in the bleachers could see it, but nobody on this side. So they call me out, and it should have been a two-base hit.
And you couldn't see it either.
No, I couldn't. I was running.
Yeah.
And, once I saw it up in the air, I was running as hard as I could run. We had two men on base. It was early in the game.
Forever.
It was early in the game. But he wheeled and threw back, and then I felt he'd probably caught it. And it wasn't until I saw my dad, who was sitting in the upper deck. He said he dropped the ball after the game. I didn't know it until I talked to my dad. He said he dropped the ball. And then Willie admitted it in the paper, but then DeRosa told him to keep quiet.
Have you ever talked to Willie about that in recent years?
No.
When you've seen him?
No. I was afraid he might not remember it.
there was a play, a similar play in 51 with the Phillies and the Dodgers, where Robinson made a great backhand stab at the end, when they were fighting for the Giants for the pennant, and called the guy out. Roberts was on second base he was on third base. He came in and scored what he thought was the winning run, and they called whoever the batter was out, and he still knows it. I mean, he saw it. He was on third base. Robinson trapped the ball.
Yeah.
You know?
It happens,
yeah. They make mistakes. So you finish your internship after that, after the 51 season. You get married, right, and finish your internship after the 51 season?
Well, my internship ended in the spring of 52.
Right. So after the 51 season, you went back to your internship after you got married.
That's right. So I finished those next 6 months.
Right.
And reported, I think, opening day. But now the Korean War is on.
Yeah.
And I'm a doctor. And they had a draft of the doctors. And they took all of the doctors who had been in those B-12 units.
I wondered.
During World War II. And, of course, I couldn't legitimately argue about that because I was on a campus during World War II, and a lot of my kids that I grew up with were killed.
Yeah.
So I knew that I was going to be drafted.
They paid for your education too, didn't they? Did they
well,
pay
they
for
paid for
school?
The first 2 years. They paid for 1 year at undergraduate, three semesters plus the first 2 years of medical school. I got the GI Bill for part of the rest.
Okay.
But I knew I was going to be drafted, so I told the Yankees when I came on opening day that they're going to that I have to enlist, and I had to either enlist in the Army or Navy or be drafted as a private. So I enlisted in the Army, and I was called up on July the 1st of 52. But when they found out I was going to be called up in July of 52, Casey never played me at all during those games. So I virtually just sat on the bench and didn't do anything.
Yeah, you had 29 games.
Yeah, and you know that it was just now and then if somebody was hurt, because he knew I was going to lose me, and he told me he wasn't going to play me. So that's the only time I didn't have any spring training either. So
that was just a wasted year, basically.
Well, it was wasted. It actually finished me, because then I went into service, and I was there half the year in 52, but I didn't play.
Right.
And then I missed all of 53, and then I came back in 54 after I got out of the Army. I joined them on 1st of May, and I hadn't really played ball since the 52, and I hadn't played any ball in the service.
You hadn't been able to play any ball in career.
I played during my basic training at Fort Sam Houston. I played for the Brooke Army Medical Center. But once I got into the Far East, I never played a game. So I hadn't played a game since the summer of 52. Till I got back in May of 54. And then I was going to go into my residency on July the 1st. So again, I just filled in for people when they got hurt when I got back.
So they knew, the Yankees knew that?
Yes, I told them I was going into my residency, that I got out of the Army early because my wife Sarah got pregnant.
Okay.
And so they discharged us early. I should have gotten out on July the 1st. For my 2-year stint, but because she got pregnant, I got out early. So now I had 2 months before I had to go. So I told the Yankees that they could do anything they want. I'd play anywhere. I just wanted to play for a couple months. They wanted to put me in the minors. I could play anywhere they wanted. I just wanted to play for a couple months before I went into my residency. But the Yankees could put me on the roster at no cost to them, except for the salary. I mean, I didn't count as a player.
Oh, you didn't count as
service guys returning from the service didn't count. They could carry them for a year.
Okay.
So Jerry Coleman and I were returning servicemen, and we could be carried as extra people.
Okay. And by that time, they had Gil McDougall and they had some other guys.
Yes.
That were playing.
Yes.
The infield.
But when I got there after the first week, they had about, I think, Joe Collins, the first baseman, Slaughter, the outfielder, maybe one other, maybe Johnny Mize. They were all got hurt. Or it might have been Woodling. But they had 3 left-hand hitters get hurt the first week I got back, and they didn't have any left-hand hitters except myself and maybe one other. But they needed a left-hand hitter, so they activated me.
So you did get to play for a couple months.
I played for a couple months. The Yankees at that time, with George Weiss, you know, were very, very cheap, and he was going to make me pay my own expenses for spring training for those 10 days, which he did, until I became active.
That's unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
Where did you? I mean, the spring training was with the club.
Oh, with the club, yeah. I was there. But he said we can require you to pay your own expenses, and we're going to do that.
I wanted to ask you, when you decided to become a resident, a cardiology resident, when did you decide that you wanted to leave baseball?
Yeah. When I was in Korea, I got to figuring that when I got out, I was going to be close to 30. I was going to be 29. That I'd been, all I had was a rotating internship. And then when I got in the Army, I was in an aid station for 9 months, where you don't learn any medicine, basically. You know, you're treating wounded and doing sick call and whatnot, but you're not really enhancing your training.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got out and went and was transferred to Tokyo, and I was at the Tokyo Army Hospital, but I was on the orthopedic service. So again, I knew I wasn't going to be an orthopedist. So that time was essentially wasted. So now I got back, and I got to figure I was going to get back, and if I had stayed out another couple of years or 3 years playing baseball, that I'd almost have to start all over again, medical-wise, if I wanted to go back into training. So I just felt that at age close to 30, that for me to stay out of medicine any longer was going to be pretty doggone dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I just felt that I had to get back into the medical swing of things if I was going to really practice somewhere. So that's what made me decide when I was overseas that I probably ought not to have to play when I got back.
So then you did. So then you started applying for residency programs.
Yes.
From overseas.
I had trained in my internship in San Francisco. One of the doctors at the hospital where I interned was a Stanford graduate and had trained on the Stanford program and was very close to the professor that ran the Stanford training program at the county hospital in San Francisco. And he arranged for me to meet with that professor and told the professor, you know, that that I might be interested in coming over, and that he thought I would do okay. So the professor said that when I applied that he would have a place for me. So I wrote him when I was in Korea and told him I would like to start July of 54. So he wrote back and said he would save a spot for me. Now when I got out early, I went to see him when I came back to San Francisco from the Far East, and told him that if I could start in October, that I could play the whole year, and that it would be very advantageous to me. But he said no, that he had saved the spot, that if he that he would release me if I wanted to be released, but he didn't want me to start in October. And I remember I told him it would, you know, in those days the money was scarce, and I said I could, you know, it would be an extra $20,000 to me if I could stay for the rest of the year. Well, he said, in 20 years you won't miss it. So I said, all right, I said, I'll be here July the 1st. So that's what I did.
So you were hoping to play that last year.
I would have liked
year.
To play the whole year,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And then
started in October. But he didn't go for that.
He wasn't a baseball fan, I guess. Yeah.
Not, well, he was a fan, but medicine was first.
Right.
And he was running a program, and I can understand
sure.
it. You know, he had to fill a slot.
Right.
And it was a busy place, you know. We had a huge service on the county hospital there. It was a 2,000-bed hospital. So you were really active, and you worked hard.
Now, so tell me the circumstances that you played in the last game with the Yankees and then taking the red eye to...
Well, I played in the game June the 30th and got the plane that flew all night to San Francisco.
Was that in Yankee Stadium, the last
No,
game?
It was in Boston.
It was in Boston.
Fenway Park.
Okay.
So I played that game on June the 30th, and I got on the airplane and flew to San Francisco, and I started my residency the next day. I got there about noon. They said report July 1. They didn't say what time.
So you reported when you got there.
That's right.
So Casey was playing you because some there in June.
We had some injuries, so I played some because of injuries. And then he played me the last day because that was my last day there.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you didn't get any of the World Series share because they didn't make the World Series.
Didn't get in the World Series. I got a share though. Apart, you know, they all get a share of the first four teams,
right.
And they finished second. So I got a little something.
That helped a little.
Well, it was something, sure.
Well, have you had any regrets about what you did?
Well, the only regret I had is I would have liked to have played, you know, 2 or 3 years where I could have been like everybody else, where I could have gotten the spring training on time, and I would have liked to have played regular every day just to see how well I could have played. I mean, the only time I played every day was at Newark, and, you know, I really got to hitting awfully well at Newark. And I just think I could have done that in the majors, too, if I'd ever gotten a spot where I could have played every day instead of playing 3 days, sitting down two, and then playing 2 days, sitting down one, and then playing one game and sitting down three, that type of thing.